This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Alzheimer's disease unravels the minds of those who get it. It can tear apart the fabric of families that struggle with it. And it costs the nation billions of dollars, about $260 billion a year, $175 billion of that spent by Medicare and Medicaid. For two decades now, scientists have been studying how immunotherapies might treat the disease. The theory is that antibodies might trigger the brain to destroy a kind of protein that clumps in the brains of patients. The clumps are known as beta amyloid plaques. Recently, some large clinical trials of that kind of immunotherapy have failed. An editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine says researchers may be, quote, nearing the end of the amyloid hypothesis rope. Dr. Risa Sperling says, not yet. Sperling is one of the leading Alzheimer's researchers in Boston. She directs a center at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and she's forging ahead studying the treatment of amyloid plaques because she thinks the key is to catch the disease much earlier.
We've been testing these drugs when the amyloid's already been in the brain for 10 or 20 years, rather than testing it at the time that the buildup is happening.
So you have a comparison with statins that lower cholesterol.
Absolutely. So if we give a statin to someone who's in the cardiac ICU with significant heart damage, it's very unlikely we can do much. But by giving statins to lower cholesterol before someone has a heart attack or before they have a stroke, we've changed dramatically cardiac disease. We need to do that in Alzheimer's disease by finding people who have amyloid plaque buildup but don't yet have the symptoms and irreversible brain damage in Alzheimer's disease.
So you have a study that's going on right now that you've actually adjusted because of the failures of some of the pharmaceutical companies that have given up on this amyloid hypothesis. What are you doing differently?
Yes, the A4 study is in people who don't yet have symptoms of Alzheimer's disease but do show evidence of the amyloid plaque buildup. And one of the changes we made on the basis of these disappointing results at later stages is to go earlier in people who don't yet have symptoms, but also to increase the dose. Because I think we're left... The dose of the drug that we're giving to try to help the brain clear out the amyloid. This is an antibody that helps the brain clear out the amyloid as it's building up in the plaques. We don't yet know if amyloid's the right target. I agree with the skepticism in the field, but I feel like we have to give it an adequate test.
The quest for a treatment or a cure for Alzheimer's is urgent. The progress has so far been glacial or stagnant. Why don't we yet have a treatment or a way to delay Alzheimer's, never mind a cure?
Alzheimer's disease is a very complex disorder that very likely involves multiple different components. So part of it's just that it's a slowly, inevitably progressive disorder, and we only know parts of what might be involved. But secondly, I think we've been looking at Alzheimer's disease at the end stage of the disease rather than looking at the beginnings of the disease and the risk factors. And that's what I hope the A4 study and other prevention trials are doing now. But also, I would say we haven't thrown enough resources at Alzheimer's disease. Until recently, we were spending about one-tenth on Alzheimer's disease while we were in cancer. I think partly because Alzheimer's disease was thought of as an old person's disease. Now that people are living longer and that we realize that Alzheimer's disease affects people in their 60s and 70s, and we really need to be thinking about this as a public health emergency. Very fortunately, last year, I think exactly what you're saying finally got to Congress. So for the first time in a very long time, there was an increase in Alzheimer's funding, about $400 million, which made a tremendous difference already. Last year, I saw this tremendous increase in exciting science.
What's the most promising finding on the horizon?
I believe that one of the most exciting things is being able to look at the underlying changes in the brain before there are symptoms, so not just the amyloid plaques, but now we can see these tangles that form inside the nerve cells. And for the first time, we can see that the amyloid plaques and the tau tangles are related even before people have symptoms. We can now use that to actually say, if we lower amyloid, can we change the tangles? And most importantly, from my point of view, get to combination therapies, where we're treating not just one of the processes, but several together, just like we do in cancer and heart disease.
So for those people listening who are frightened that this will affect somebody in their family or affect them, what can they do?
Well, certainly there are lifestyle things that are important, a healthy diet, exercise. Certainly eating a heart-healthy diet is good for your brain. And I think one of the things people can do is come and volunteer for a clinical trial.
You can make your pitch now.
I believe that the cure, or at least an effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease, is likely in someone's test tube right now. And the bottleneck is getting these trials enrolled. We need thousands of volunteers to join us, both people who are already suffering from Alzheimer's disease symptoms, but especially people who have a family history but are still cognitively normal. The early trial in particular is a 4.5-year trial of an oral agent that's trying to decrease the production of amyloid. So I realize it's a big commitment to ask of people, but I'm always so gratified by how many people want to do this because they have loved somebody with Alzheimer's disease, or they want to make sure their kids don't have to worry about Alzheimer's disease in the same way they are.
Dr. Sperling, how do you protect your brain?
Well, I try to go to dance class 2 or 3 times a week because I am convinced by exercise that may have some protective effects. And I would say that the thing I do most is to try to stay engaged and feel like my life has a purpose. And I hope that some of the work we're doing in Alzheimer's disease will benefit me in time because I have a very strong family risk. But mostly, I hope it's going to protect my daughters.
Risa Sperling is director of the Center for Alzheimer's Research and Treatment and a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. She directs clinical research in the Memory Disorders Unit at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And if you'd like to find out more about the research she's been speaking of, go to our Common Health blog at wbur.org. Dr. Sperling, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.